Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 28 May 2015. It is Thursday already. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world. And if there were any more stupidest story, I don't know how it would beat the one we've got today. That's right. Live anthrax shipped to 9 states and South Korea. Oh, we are so stupid. And the question, the musical question being asked by television CNN is, anthrax was shipped to 9 states and South Korea. How could this happen? Question mark. Well, it's not the first time. And if you will recall, when I first started talking about shipments to Iraq of anthrax, yes, live anthrax, back in the times when we were aiding and abetting a bad guy country, I complained heartily that it was done vis-a-vis FedEx. Now, those are people prepared for terroristic activities, wouldn't you say? Well, anyway, we'll talk about it a little bit later. This is just absolutely ridiculous. There's so many things on the face of this that are ridiculous, other than just the fact that it happened. But we'll talk about that. And then Zero Hedge is saying, if we go to war with China, who will win? Well, let me compare the navies of China in the conflict that could occur in the South China Sea with the United States. Let's compare their navies and see who might win. Russia and Venezuela, choosing up sides. It's all about getting your team together. And the Clean Water Act, you and I both know that when you hear something like Clean Water Act, run, don't walk away from it, correct? Clean Water Act can't be anything good the way they have these bills now. The Family Participation Act, the Oh, We Love Each Other Act, you know, that turns out to be stabbing knives into the backs of the people that are controlled by these things. Well, the Clean Water Act, we'll talk more about it, but it's going to control 60%, that's 60% of the waters in this country. That ought to make you really, really concerned. And Yahoo must face an email spying class action. I don't know. I wouldn't be getting your affairs in order yet. Looks like probably there'll be other things to happen on that. Netanyahu is demanding up to $45 billion in U.S. military aid. Do you wonder why they need $45 billion from the United States? Wait a minute. Is Israel not a country, a sovereign country, that has its own money-making ability? And why is it the United States that just keeps handing the money out? Or are we paying as a debt? Or is it like the mafia? $45 billion? That's incredible. Greece is likely to miss its payment deadline. You know, we've been hearing this. They're going to make it. They're not. They're going to make it. They're not. And what is going to happen as a result of that? And the World Trade Organization wants to force Taiwanese citizens to eat radioactive food from Fukushima. Well, I would say that they're probably lucky they're even going to tell them about it, because that might be the next option, is just send out all this food and say it's pure organic food, and in reality, it's been radiated to the hilt. And why would a UK psychiatrist call for psychedelic drugs to be reclassified? We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Wayne Blakely will be joining us and Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Probiotics and vaccines. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Joining us at the news that CNN, Fox, MSNBC seems to lose. That's right. These stories just don't quite make it to the public, to the people. Well, thank goodness that we have people that care about you and care that you know the truth. Who would win in the conflict in the South China Sea? My question, why are you asking the question? Seriously. Why are you asking? If we were to hypothetically ever go to war with China, who would win? Are you kidding me? Are we not stepping closer every day to this war? Are we not kind of moving incrementally to a war with Russia and China et al. And whomever they're bringing on board? It just amazes me. U.S. and China are racing toward a maritime conflict stemming from Beijing construction of what Washington has condescendingly called those sandcastles over in the Spratly Archipelago. Atop these man-made islands are cement plants, airstrips, soon-to-be lighthouses, as China boldly asserts its territorial claims on what the heavily contested waters through which trillions in seaborne freight pass each year. Now, with Beijing set to enforce what is effectively a no-fly zone over its new sovereign territory, I thought I'd share with you what the military projections look like with the major countries. So they had these coral reefs that existed called the Spratly Islands. China said they're kind of close to us and they're kind of in our sea, named for our country, South China Sea. We think we're going to build them up and use them as islands, military, territorial. United States says, oh, no, you don't, because if it's real estate, we own it. The imperialization of the United States government moves to the South China Sea. Now, with Beijing set to enforce what is this no-fly zone over their sovereign territory, let's look at who has what in that area. Okay, in aircraft carriers, China has one. The U.S. Carrier Strike Group has one, and that's it. Now, they're comparing China, Japan, U.S., Vietnam, and the Philippines. Some interesting figures arose here. Now, on the destroyers and frigates, China has 73, U.S. 9. Japan has 47. Vietnam has 7. Philippines have 3. And I remind you, China 73, U.S. 9. So let's see who's winning this little game of posturing. Submarines. China has 58. And the U.S. Carrier Strike Group has 0-2. Now, I don't know if that means they can't count them or don't want to count them, but they have 0-2, while Japan has 16. Fighter and bomber aircraft? Oh, not good here, ladies and gentlemen. China has 2,100. That is 2,100. U.S. 54. And my goodness, Vietnam has 217. I repeat, U.S. 54. China 2,100. Japan 353. Vietnam 217. Amazing, isn't it? So let's guess who might win. Oh, it's pretty scary if you ask me. And Russia now and Venezuela are going to agree on, they say, a $14 billion oil and gas investment deal. Speaking of choosing up sides. Nicolas Maduro, the president, says his country of Venezuela has reached an agreement with Russia, which will see investment of $14 billion in the oil and gas sector over the next few years. The agreement was reached between the Venezuelan state oil firm and the Russian oil giant Rosneft after talks in the South American country's capital, Caracas, between Maduro and Eulogio de Pino, and the president of Rosneft, Igor Sechin. So it's all about choosing up sides, getting your ducks in a row, and the United States does not want, as much as they portray Venezuela as being a bad guy country, the United States does not want to lose the support of Venezuela or any support of Venezuela. But so be it. Australia, the Australian media says that as tensions continue to rise in the South China Sea, Australian media outlets are reporting that China has installed weapons on the artificial islands, those Spratly Islands. This despite citing no evidence and despite the fact that Beijing has consistently stressed that the islands will be used for peaceful purposes. Right. On Tuesday, wink, wink, on Tuesday, Japan announced that it would join the Talisman Sabre joint military exercises, typically conducted by the United States and Australia. The newly formed trifecta of the Pacific allies were largely seen as the latest in an attempt to bolster defenses against an alleged Chinese threat. An alleged Chinese threat? How much more evidence do we need to know that it is not alleged threat in China? I mean, really. But think about it. what is China really? It's communist China. But does that stop us from doing lots and lots of business with them? No. Does human rights issue? No. Where do you think Apple is made? Where do you think all the major products are made? In China. Everything is made in China. And if we were going to go to war with China, we would have to ask them if they could please ship us a whole bunch of bullets prior to the war because, well, knowing that we might have a little trouble getting them after the war starts with China. Or is this all just posturing? Greece is likely to miss its payment deadline. What do you think is going to happen? Greece remains too far from striking a debt deal with its international creditors, unnamed sources said. Last week, German Chancellor Merkel, do that all the time, and French President Francois Hollande set a target to reach a deal by the end of May. As they don't have much time left. As the stalemate in negotiations drags on, Greece is losing liquidity, and the economy is being pushed deeper into recession. Deposit withdrawals are growing rapidly. Think about that. Deposit withdrawals are growing rapidly, and the inability to make debt payments have aroused new doubts about the country's ability to stay in the Eurozone. Gosh, we ought to take bets on whether or not Greece is going to leave the Eurozone. Then Netanyahu demands paltry $45 billion in U.S. military aid. And why? Netanyahu says, well, so we can deter Iran and the Gulf states. Well, I think we've heard that little excuse before, haven't we? Isn't that been their claim to fame for years and years and years as to why they needed money? Anyway, they hope to get an additional $4.5 billion a year in military aid from the U.S. for 10 years to counter the threat, they say, from Iran and oil-rich Middle East states. Huh. Under a 10-year deal signed in 2007, Israel receives just over $3 billion a year. What are we thinking? What are we doing arming that country with weapons to the tune of $3 to $4 billion a year? What are we thinking? But that's how we make our money. Because if we don't sell weapons and have plenty of illness in this country, which I would add, vaccines certainly do their part in, we wouldn't make any money. Because we don't make anything anymore. We take our trees, our lumber, send them to China and let them make something with it, send it back here, then we pay these huge taxes and tariffs to get it back in the country. And put our people on welfare that don't have jobs. I mean, does everybody in this audience get the agenda by now? The agenda that is all by design. The World Trade Organization, of all things, wants to force Taiwanese citizens to eat radioactive food from Fukushima. Japan could turn to the Global World Trade Organization to force Taiwan to import seafood and other products that might be tainted with radiation from the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. In recent days, the government of Taiwan began imposing stricter rules on inspecting food products imported from China that were imported from Japan that might have originated from areas exposed to radioactive fallout from the crippled plant. That prompted the Japanese government to warn that it would call on the WTO. Don't you love these trade deals? Would call on the World Trade Organization for a trade ruling unless Taiwan eases up on its restrictions. And that's why you have the WTO. We can't do anything about it. The WTO said to do it. And it's law. Can you imagine sending seafood to Taiwan and saying, you have no choice, you have to import it? So what are the people going to do that import it? They're going to sell it. And are they going to bother to tell the people that it's glows in the dark? I doubt it. A UK psychiatrist is calling for psychedelic drugs to be reclassified. We'll talk about this after the break, which two they're mainly concerned with. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We also got some most interesting health news today of some items you might definitely want to begin eating. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you very much for participating here, because it tells me that you are above average. You don't just accept what you're told on television and the fact that there is a tie between the top 8 people for the Republican presidential primary. Are you kidding me? I mean, we're even talking about this already. And that Rand Paul is not in the top 8. Are you serious? Well, you know that's going to change. And that's going to be manipulated over and over again. Anyway, back to the news. It appears that in the UK, psychedelic drugs such as LSD and psilocybin are more legally restricted than heroin and cocaine. In an editorial of the British Medical Journal, one psychiatrist writes that it's time that that changed. James Rucker of King's College in London calls for psychedelics to be reclassified so that researchers can more easily conduct trials with the drugs as potential treatments for psychiatric disorders such as anxiety, depression, and addiction. Oh, man, don't you think that'd be great to put these people that have anxiety, depression, and addiction on these drugs? I mean, I don't know, because I've never used them. I don't know how good and or bad they could be, but I do know that back in the 70s, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people will say, Joyce, don't be so harsh on the people that use these drugs. They did a lot of good things. And I've even had people justify psilocybin. But I will tell you that I took care of a 6-year-old boy in the hospital who jumped out of a building after having a quarter of a tablet of psilocybin. Now, I told that story one time, and I got emails from people saying that could never happen. Well, I don't know. He was at the KU Med Center, and he had jumped out of a window. And all he could talk about was hallucinations. I mean, he was hallucinating for sure. Anyway, so they want to get these drugs reclassified. And he says the classification of psychedelic drugs in 1967 as Schedule 1 Class A substances, the most strictly controlled, denoted psychedelic drugs as having no accepted medical use and the great potential for harm. But remember who was doing all the research on this, CIA, you know, giving these drugs to people. The U.S. government was giving LSD to people. The CIA was doing this. You know, the, oh, we only work outside the United States. Oh, it's been lies, lies, and more lies. Anyway, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I don't feel good about any drugs. But I would say, let people have medical marijuana. Why don't we focus on that, first of all? The children that are having seizures and the pain that people experience from cancer as a result of not being able to medicate the pain appropriately. Give them medical marijuana. But no, we're worried about psychedelic drugs. Not we, but they. And I just can't make any sense of that, nor can I make sense of this story. The Clean Water Act, EPA mandate, is going to put 60% of U.S. waters under the control of the federal government. EPA officials and the United States Army have announced a new regulation pertaining to this so-called Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Rule clarification details exactly what types of bodies of water fall into the stringent protections that have been enacted by the federal government. The new rules will reportedly apply to 60% of all the waters. Controversial Clean Water Act has been deemed nothing more than a water rights power grab by the elite and the corporations. The EPA mandates could ultimately permit the federal government to control streams, ditches, gullies, and low spots where a little bit of water collects on a seasonal basis. In other words, it rains, and in your road, your dirt road, a little puddle exists. Well, that's theirs. I mean, this is scary. And if we allow this to happen, they will have control over at least 60% of the property in this country, of the real estate. At least. Yahoo must face an email spying class action. I'll get my hopes up a little bit later. A U.S. judge ordered Yahoo to face a nationwide class action lawsuit accusing it of illegal interception of the content of emails sent to Yahoo Mail subscribers from non-Yahoo Mail accounts and using the information to boost advertising revenue. They said people who sent emails and or received emails from Yahoo Mail subscribers since October 2nd, 2011, may sue as a group under the Federal Stored Communications Act for alleged privacy violations. Who has not received a Yahoo email? Think about that. Anybody who has sent or received a Yahoo email since October 2nd of 2011 may sue in this class action suit. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is George Riley. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It is 33 minutes after the hour, and thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We've got a number of specials at the Power Mall. Probiotics are on sale today. We're going to be talking to Wayne Blakely, and he does have the best. And we're going to talk to him about what is a probiotic, what is a prebiotic, what do these things mean, and why do we really need them. Also, flu and vaccines, all the books on vaccines available with Power Mall are on special. Horrors of vaccination. That's the one we talked about yesterday with A. Truot. $15.26. That's $15.26. Remember, it was written in 1920 regarding military vaccination. Did you know that's where it began in the United States? Duh, that's where they began the initial trials of vaccines. Hey, do it to the military people. They drop dead. Well, too bad. And a lot of people did. So anyway, those are all available at the Power Mall. We've got lots of vaccine information. And one of the, if you're just starting out on examining the issue of vaccines, I would encourage you to get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book, or DVD, Vaccines, What the CDC Documents and Science Reveal. Because there you're going to find out the information that's going to tell you exactly what you need to know regarding what the CDC already knows. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny did the vaccines, the risks, the benefits, and the choices, and also one regarding flu vaccines. So if you've got somebody who says, oh, yeah, I get the flu vaccine every year, well, also, there is a book called Shock to the System. And if you are an animal lover like I am, Catherine O'Driscoll wrote this book about shock to the system, the facts about animal vaccination, pet food, and how to keep your pets healthy. And plus, it's got some cute little animals on the front cover. But it talks about health problems that pets today get from vaccination, how to decide which vaccines are necessary and or legal, or, you know, you must have, and how to time the vaccines if you're going to have to get them so that it does the least amount of damage to the animals. That would be really worth your time. Also, Vaccine Guide for Dogs and Cats by Catherine Diodati and Dr. Pitcairn, a veterinarian. We have a book called Vaccination is Not Immunization by Tim O'Shea. Another, Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective by Neil Miller. Vaccine Safety Manual. Do you wonder why we have so many vaccine books? That's because I want people to get educated on what they're giving. And Saying No to Vaccines by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Excellent, excellent books. So if you have not evaluated the vaccine issue yourself and you're just randomly allowing the doctor to do whatever he says whenever he says he needs to give a vaccine, I'd like for you to reconsider giving those vaccines by educating yourself. Also, we have at the Power Mall the Gary Null products, red stuff, green stuff, purple stuff, Power Berry Blast, and the muscle stuff. And I just put four of those items in a glass yesterday, and man, it was so filling. The red stuff, purple stuff, green stuff, and muscle stuff. And it was excellent. So get it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. It's on special, 877-817-9829. And remember the Wellness Secrets book from yesterday, Dr. H. Ruat. He gives the mineral antidotes or mineral protocols for just about everything you can imagine is in here. Bladder infection, bronchitis, Crohn's disease, Epstein-Barr, fever, fibrocystic disease of the breast, hepatitis, on and on and on, is in the book Wellness Secrets for Life by Dr. A. Truat. Okay, let's get back to the news. Do you want to know how fast track on the TPP bill was accomplished? Well, using data from the Federal Election Commission, they have put together the donations that corporate members of the U.S. Business Coalition for the TPP made to U.S. Senate campaigns between January and March of 2015. So follow the money trail. When fast-tracking the TPP was being debated by the Senate, out of the total 1,148,971 given, an average of almost $17,000 or $18,000 was donated to each of the 65 yes members that voted yes for the TPP. The average Democrat received $9,600 from those same donors. In other words, they paid off almost, well, more than twice was given to the people that were going to vote for the TPP. The amounts given rise dramatically when looking at how much each senator running for re-election received. So you can check it out and see how your U.S. senator voted on fast-tracking the Obama trade. Now the story that makes no sense whatsoever, should have never happened. Pentagon accidentally shipped, oh, we are so stupid, live anthrax to labs in 9 states and 1 foreign military base. The Daily Sheeple says, I can't believe this is happening again. The U.S. military accidentally shipped samples of live anthrax to private research labs in 9 states. Okay, my question is, why are they even keeping anthrax? It is one of the most virulent, horrible, toxic agents that we have. And why are they doing business in anthrax? We're told that the U.S. government only does defensive measures when it comes to biological and chemical agents because it's illegal to do the biological warfare. No, it's, well, yeah, it is illegal, but that does not stop them. So my first question is, who's doing this? Why are they doing it? And what is the ultimate goal? Well, obviously, if they're sending it, I mean, you don't have to be real smart to figure this one out. Why are they sending anthrax? I don't care if it's dead or alive, to South Korea. And is this just another one of those, oh, well, we messed up. We shouldn't have done it. And then everybody forgets about it because a year ago the very same thing happened. Only CDC, who is supposed to be the smartest of the smart out there, did the very same thing. The samples were shipped to labs. Now, I'd like to know how much security there is in these labs. They don't even have security in the place where they make this stuff. The samples were shipped to labs in California, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey, and New York. They said that a laboratory in Maryland detected that their shipment contained live samples, and they contacted the CDC. The CDC said the anthrax was being used to develop a test in case someone used the bacteria as part of a bioterror attack. Right. Spreading it throughout the United States, are you kidding? Live anthrax is supposed to be handled in a biosafety level 3 lab, one that is equipped to protect people from bacteria and the spores that it produces. There's a whole lot more to this story. Now, during the Gulf War, and I would remind you that if you, you know, the U.S. government's been doing this for a long time. They just haven't been stopped from it or caught. But the United States dual-use exports to Iraq, which is known as Senate Report 103-900, cites 8 anthrax shipments to Iraq prior to the Gulf War. Now, I don't need to go into this. Most of you who have listened to this program know what the story is on that. The U.S. aided and abetted Iraq with anthrax prior to the Gulf War. And we are talking non-attenuated or weakened and capable of reproduction anthrax. And they send it via FedEx. Now, do you think these people have any kind of security clearance or any kind of training with biological warfare agents? I doubt it. The one place that shipped most of the biological warfare agents during the late 1980s and 90s was American Type Culture Collection. You can go and see them online. Go to ATCC.org. ATCC, American Type Culture Collection. And you can buy biological warfare agents there. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but I don't think there'd be any bad guys listening to this program. But you can buy biological warfare agents, and they ship them FedEx. Now, what kind of controls? I mean, if they don't even have controls to tell which is live or dead anthrax, first of all, I question needing to have any of it, other than that is how they create the threat. And they must have the threat to terrorize you and then later give you the antidote. There are already 24 people that are getting the antidote. 24 people are being treated prophylactically, preventatively. You're 26, sorry. 26 people are being treated prophylactically, preventatively, because they got access to the live anthrax. Now, how fast do you think this could spread? Here's a hint. Real fast. Is it by design? Is this some kind of agenda to say, oops, we are so stupid? It just happens every once in a while. Anyway, it went all the way to Osan Air Base. Now, these items, when they're shipped, they're kind of like registered mail. They have to be, every time it changes hands, you have to sign for it. Or supposed to sign for it. Wonder how many times this changed hands before it went to Osan Air Base in South Korea. And again, I would ask you, why does a military base in South Korea need biological warfare agents, dead or alive? Maybe there's more going on in the military than we know about, do you think? Well, without a doubt, there is. And in other news, the Aurora shooter, James Holmes, they've released his notebook to the public on Wednesday, yesterday. It is being hailed as the Aurora movie theater shooting's most critical piece of evidence. The 35-page notebook is marked People's Exhibit 341 that accused shooter James Holmes allegedly mailed to his psychiatrist, allegedly being the operative word here, to a psychiatrist just prior to the July 20th, 2012 attack, has now been released in full to the public. The notebook translates an open and shut case. Don't you love that? That must be from their defense attorney. An open and shut case with Holmes' mental illness history and the deleterious effect of the psychotropic medications all laid out from start to finish. I was looking at the majority of this 35-page document. It's in what's called a computation book. You know, some of those, you know, notebooks that you buy at the stores. Well, there's no date in it, first of all. And I have to ask, under what context was he writing these things? Because if he had been given a psychotropic drug and then said, hey, why don't you write us a story here? Or why don't you write about the meaning of life? You might have gotten some kind of bizarre things out in left field stuff. If he had been medicated, pre-medicated with, I don't know, psilocybin or psychotropic drugs or hallucinogenic drugs or pain medicines or whatever, I don't know. But he starts out with the questions. If you click on the story at the Power Hour News section, click on the 35-page document, you can see it for yourself. He starts out with the questions. What is the meaning of life? That's not too far off base. And what is the meaning of death? And then he kind of degenerates into several other things. He's got his logo that he puts on there several times. And in reality, I could understand why he's answering these questions why he's answering in this fashion if I had known what the questions were. One of the questions, why does the value of a person even matter? Answer, justice. If people are ultimately good or evil in value, then one may suffer from injustice. If life has no value, all is just. Life and death are not devastated. Any and all actions have no import. I don't know. You would have to know in what context this was being done. Was he, you know, a prisoner in some cell somewhere, and they said, here, write, or you'll, you know, be shocked or whatever. I don't know. But pages and pages of this. He doesn't look like a PhD candidate in his handwriting, I have to say. Toward the end of it, regarding faith, he says, what kind of God commands his people not to murder, yet lowers or cowers behind free will? The reason why life should exist is as arbitrary as the reason why it shouldn't exist. I don't know. You may find it crazy. You may not. You may find that he's making an awful lot of sense. He uses the infinity sign a lot. But who knows why it was done in that fashion. Anyway, I don't think, if he was there at the time in the theater, and I've never heard anybody say that they saw him there. If he was actually there, he may have been set up to be there. This whole thing was probably a sting operation of some kind. They placed him in that position at that time probably had red hair on him so somebody would remember. Oh, man, there's this weird guy with red hair. The Supreme Court is going to consider redefining one person, one vote principle. The justices will consider a challenge brought by two rural voters in Texas who claim that the state Senate ballots carry less weight than those cast in urban areas with large number of non-citizens eligible to vote. Under the current system in nearly all states, state legislative districts are drawn with roughly equal populations. The standard dates back to decisions made by the Supreme Court in the early 1960s. If the justices change the standard from total population to legal voters, illegal and some legal immigrants would not be counted, along with children and most prisoners who have committed felonies. That would emphasize and equalize the power of each vote, and it will result in districts of unequal population. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
On to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Welcome back to Power Hour. You're in the right place. Well, I'll tell you, it's a crazy world getting crazier all the time. And what's happening in Texas now with the flooding? Of course, that's global warming. Of course, that's global warming, they're saying. Anyway, the death toll has risen to 19 in the Wimberley, San Marcos, and Houston area. Now Dallas is affected. A Texas dam on Padera Lake has fractured as a result of unprecedented flooding. Authorities are issuing warnings now as the dam may break in the coming hours, placing anyone in its path in peril. Local media began sounding the alarm, with CBS affiliate KRLD reporting the dam had been breached around 12 p.m. GMT, that's Greenwich Mean Time. But no immediate danger was reported, but I'll tell you, when you see the pictures of it, it looks pretty bad. IRS. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if you, your company, had done the unthinkable by allowing 100,000 people to have their returns absconded or looked at or fraudulently, whatever? If it happened to you as a business, oh, you'd be out of business. But if it happens to the government, it's, hey, stuff happens. The IRS believes that a major cyber breach that allowed criminals to steal the tax returns. Now, wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to have sort of things in place? Don't you have an IT guy there that is supposed to keep this from happening? The IRS believes a major cyber breach that allowed criminals to steal the tax returns of more than 100,000 people originated in Russia. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's those Ruskies. It's a Russian crime syndicate. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's our story, and we're sticking to it. In what amounts to an escalation of what Washington claims is a cyber war against a growing list of so-called cyber adversaries. Now, wait a minute. That's not supposed to happen. But you can get away with it, and it doesn't really make that much difference if you are from the government, because everybody will forget about it in 2 weeks' time. I'm just astounded by this story. I'm astounded that they would tell you how inept they are, not care, and put that many people up for some kind of fraudulent response. It's beyond belief. You know those little wearable things that everybody's got now on their wrist to transmit data? They'll do everything. Oh, they'll even tell you how long you slept. Well, you know what? I kind of figure that out myself, you know? Go to bed at 9 o'clock, you get up at 4, well, that's pretty obvious, but I don't need a Bluetooth to tell me that. Anyway, a lot of people walk around with a sort of like an imaginary cord with them, and anybody that wants to know what they're doing. They're saying that if you've got a wearable on, almost anyone can track you. And because it would be silly to walk around, you know, with this invisible cord, I mean, people are practically doing that, though. Security has found that in these connections, they can be used to identify smartwatches, fitness trackers, and other products that rely on Bluetooth. They've released an Android app that can track these signals to prove it. Oh, great. If it wasn't bad enough to have your cell phone, now you put this bracelet on and everybody knows what you're doing. Vaccine racket. Amazing infographic reveals financial connections behind the criminally run vaccine industry. We will be talking to Dr. Suzanne Humphreys about the criminally run vaccine industry in the next hour. After this 1 minute, 10 second break, let's talk about the 10 health benefits of black seed oil. And did you know the airlines spray flyers with pesticides inside the plane? Yeah, they do. We'll be back 1 minute, 10 seconds.